I think so. I've been working hard. I think I deserve that.
Weighted at 270?
271.
So you put on, about 20 pounds
off.
What did you do that?
I came in originally around 260, so I put on about 15, you know, 15 pounds. Just working hard.
Better suited for 3-4 or 4-3, or
I can handle both. I prefer 4-3. I like to keep my hand in the dirt. But as long as I'm rushing and getting to the quarterback, I'm fine, whatever it is.
How much have you been working on playing outside linebacker in 3-4?
Not much, but I know some of the schemes. That much I know, and from there I think I can improve in that field too.
How does the new weight feel carrying it, Nick? How does it feel on your frame?
I feel good. I wouldn't have it on if I couldn't handle it. So.
Still fast?
Yes.
What's your height?
6'2".
What questions do you have to answer to the scouts this week?
Basically just why I came out early. I think that's fair.
Why did you come out?
I think it's fair that I've had a good 4 years at SC, and I'm ready to take it to the next level and compete at the next level. I've been prepared for that. I've been training for that, so I'm looking forward to that.
What do you like playing for Pete at SC?
It was great. I had a fun time. I'd love to play for him again if it's possible, but I love playing for him.
What did you learn from him, and how did you prepare him?
He was more hands-on. Because of that, I think we all learned a lot from what he did. And he's a good defensive coach, and he taught us schemes, and we all learned from that.
Nick, for those of us from Michigan, can you explain why you left the state, why you went out to USC, and what was so intriguing about going out there?
It was an opportunity of a lifetime. I wanted to be a part of something great. USC had the teams before me, I wanted to be a part of that great tradition. In Michigan, I was going to choose Michigan, but Lloyd Carr left. I didn't know where I would end up in Michigan. The next best thing was Pete Carroll and being a part of that tradition.
And what would it be like to go back home and play for the Lions if something like that would play out?
It'd be fun. I'd love to get back. I wanted to get back as well just to be around the city and, help younger guys, see the light.
Did you like with him yet, Lions, last night?
Excuse me?
Did you meet with him last night, Lions?
No, I did not.
How did USC's reputation of turning out NFL players play into your decision to go there?
It was big, knowing that they produce a lot of great players in the league. I also wanted to be one of those, too. So.
What would it be like to play for Pete?
Excuse me?
What would it be like to play for Pete?
It would be great. I wouldn't mind it. I think I know the system, and I think I feel well in it.
Have you watched their defense at all? Were you the Leo in the system?
Yes, I played both in his scheme.
Have you watched their defense, and has what he's doing in Seattle changed from what he was doing at USC?
Some of it has changed. But like again, I'm kind of familiar with it, and I can adjust to it. That's that's good.
Who are some NFL players that you compare yourself to, model your game after?
I don't quite compare me to anyone. I'm my own self, and I want to keep that way.
How about in terms of former teammates at USC? Anybody that has gone on to the NFL and kind of used it for advice?
No one really, but Clay Matthews and I've learned from Brian Cushing and Ray Magaluga along the way. I haven't talked to the Titans, but like again, I'll probably see them throughout this thing here, and hopefully, maybe I'll be a Titan.
What kind of things did Clay say to you?
Excuse me?
What kind of things did Clay say to you about
this? I'm just competing. I think we all learned that from a lot of the older guys. Is the competition at the next level is just as intense, and being able to compete, means a lot. And I take heart in that.
Do any recruiting? And pass rush from here?
haven't talked to him lately, so.
How did you improve your run defense as a sophomore? Where do you think you're at?
I think I'm fairly well. I've increased my strength. I can take on blockers very well, and, you know, that takes practice. And that's what I've been doing in the offseason, and just getting strong, I think that's key.
Have you met with the Seahawks since you've been here?
No, I haven't.
What's the best thing about sacking the quarterback?
What's the best thing? Just getting there. I think you know, I have a great get off. I love to get to the quarterback. You know, there's nothing much else to it. You know, I just love the game of football.
When did you know you could be a first round pick?
I didn't know. You know, it's crazy because I really don't know. And you know, I'm taking this opportunity. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for me, and I just want to just do the best I can here at the combine.
A lot of guys in your position will say, like, oh, I can play either way, and they go kind of overboard and say, oh, yeah, I can make the transition. You were pretty honest about preferring to play with your hand on the ground. I mean, do you think that will discourage 3-4 teams? And
well, hope it won't.
Wisconsin wide receiver, two.
Anything can be done.
Table 7.
I have the ability to play standing up. And so, you know, if a coach likes me, then so be it, I'll be able to play in that position.
How much did you do it? If at all, at
Essen. Not much, but I play standing up a little bit and drop coverage.
Okay. Do you anticipate that being a big thing that people will be watching here to see your athleticism?
I think so. They'll see me in some linebacker drills, if not here, in pro day. So, yeah.
Do you train much in preparation for your getting ready for any linebacker drills?
No, I have not.
Arizona State quarterback Brock Osweiler will be at the podium tonight.
Joe Panos.
All right, last couple here, guys.
Excuse me?
Why is that a tough transition?
To go from
linebacker.
I think it's just that edge. Some people have a better edge at getting off the ball with their hand in the dirt. I've been playing it for a long time now, and I have experience at that. So I think that's, you know, being put further away from what you're used to doing kind of make it a little uneasy. So I think that's why.
No,
Nick, can you explain the sensation or feeling of getting a sack, like you talked about, you know, getting there? What's it feel like when you finally get the guy down?
It feels great. I mean, I'm a humble guy. I don't really have any celebrations. You know, this is something that I want to make a career out of. So there's really not much else that, you know, it's just the feeling of just getting sacks.
Kind of doing your job.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
All right, no problem.